Paul, suppose just after the victory here in Dr. Hyde Park, and you know, it was a convincing victory at the end, but suppose you're going to tell me it didn't look like that.
No, you know yourself, when we're watching on, I'd say in a few spots it was a bit of a dogfight, to be honest with you. Not too many teams come here to Hyde Park and get out easy, especially on Championship Day. And fair play to Roscommon, after a heavy defeat last week, they really put it together, put it for us.
I suppose when you look at the first opening 10-15 minutes, Paul, was Roscommon who asked the questions at Donegal? Didn't show any, I suppose they got a heavy defeat last week, they didn't show any signs of that, they just came out and went at it.
For sure. I think it was a bit of a backlash from last weekend. They're nowhere near as bad as that defeat against Tyrone, and I think they had a point to prove too. But I think we weathered the storm after the first 15 minutes and put the head down and tried to push on ourselves.
I suppose the most clinical thing that we did see from last week to this week was Donegal's kick-out strategy. Of course, it was a big improvement from last week. That's something you've worked on during the week, no doubt?
Yeah, well, it was working for us all through the Ulster campaign. It wasn't just something that we swept over again. We just got back into training after the Dublin game and just tidied up a few things. It worked out this evening. Probably a lot more to do on it for the Tyrone game, but continue to work on it, like.
I suppose from a defensive point of view, no goals today, Paul, it's important. I know there was two scored last week, and he's very competitive in the defence, and it's something that Carroll keeps hammering home, no goals.
Yeah, well, you probably hear him on the line. I think as six defenders, we have our duties to do, and one of them is definitely no goals, and always his shots. It's something we work on, and most teams are working on it now, because at the end of the day, goals do win games.
Looking at today's game and the performance from Roscommon, if they got a goal at that crucial time, they didn't. They had opportunities, Paul. I suppose that's something you need to look at.
As preparing for any team, you try and minimise the amount of time they have scoring chances. It'd be no different for Roscommon or anyone we come up against. We'll just probably tighten back up, look at this game on Monday, and see what we did good and see what we did need to brush up on, and just go back in and tighten up on it.
Once again, Donegal was a lot of energy in the legs tonight. It was very warm, even, and suppose, but it didn't show any signs of the hunger was still there. Move Michael Murphy inside, and suppose a lot of people would like to see Michael in closer to goals, and there's a reason in there. He kicked 8 points tonight.
Yeah, we were just saying inside. It was probably one of the warmer evenings. Very dead heat out there. Listen, we'll keep pushing on. It's great to see Michael inside. Everyone wants to see him inside. Listen, he's a first-rate footballer. He can go in and out. He has the kind of license to do whatever the game plans out. So, listen, 8 points from play or whatever, a few frees as well.
I know it's only moments after the game, but Owen Bann ships a heavy knock on his shoulder there, and suppose all thoughts go to Owen, and hopefully it's nothing serious.
I don't think it's too serious there now. The doctors and Cotlis is in looking after him. He should be all right, I think. So he should.
The old enemy, Tyrone, come to McCool Park, a smile on your face straight away, Paul. You know what to expect. Suppose it's going to be a mouth-watering encounter.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one for the fans. Packed house in Balbuffet. Where else would you rather be?